Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're installing a patio or a new retaining wall, Menards has the blocks you need to get the job done right. We carry the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Stop in and get our 12-inch smooth patio block on sale now. Save big on concrete landscape blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.
You're on The Burt Show.
All right, let me give you the details about this party, and then we'll forget about the details of this party, and we'll talk more broadly. So there are a bunch of parents up in North Dakota, and they want to hold a safe grad party, and here's their deal. You know, you've heard of these before, where, you know, there's always the quote-unquote cool parent on the block.
Whatever.
That allows, yeah, Melissa's got a she's going to take a hard stand on this. She has for years. There's always the cool quote-unquote parent on the block that will allow kids to drink alcohol under their supervision. And the theory here, obviously, is that it's safe so long as there's an adult around and they're watching everybody, because they're going to drink on the streets anyway. And rather than get into a car and get into trouble that way, if they're in the house, then the adults can take a look at them and make sure everything's cool. Well, this one group up in North Dakota wants to make it a little bit bigger than that. They want to have a safe grad party. The graduates who are planning to attend the drinking party had to submit a form, and their parents had to sign it in advance of the party. The graduates had to pre-order and prepay for the alcohol that they were going to drink, and the party was going to take place from 9 p.m. to 2 a.m. The graduates and their guests have to be in the 10th grade or higher. So it's not just for the actual graduates. You can bring some friends with you if
they're,
you want to.
16-year-olds.
That's 15 and 16.
15 and 16. Is that what 10th grade is?
And older.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
So you can bring them with you also, but it's going to be supervised here. And you'll be allowed up to 10 drinks. That's it.
10 alcoholic drinks?
No, 10 drinks. Yeah. The drinks include beer, vodka, rum, and rye.
What?
I am not making this up, y'all.
I can't even drink 10.
Wow.
10 drinks.
And you're a professional.
I know.
You do that for a living.
I know.
The president of MAD, obviously, is having a big-time problem with this. She said that many alcoholic drinks at one time is considered binge drinking. The definition of binge drinking is 5 or more drinks, but 10 drinks. Everybody's allowed to have 10 drinks.
Wow.
Regardless of whether... I mean, they get the parents' permission or not. It's still illegal, right?
Yeah,
and I don't know how they're getting around that. Sometimes, yeah, you ask me questions.
Serve alcohol to a minor is illegal.
I don't know in this community what the details are and how they got the okay on it, but they are planning on holding this safe grad party. So let's take the 10 drinks part out of it, because obviously, I mean, when you're talking 10 drinks, you're talking puking drunk.
Oh, yeah,
of course.
And addressing the legalities of it, because I believe this came up, we've talked about this on the air before, and maybe I'm totally wrong, but somebody called up to say that in Georgia, like, you can serve alcoholic drinks to a minor in your own home if the guardian is present or something like that.
Somebody will call
it. Considered like a private club that you have a membership to or something like
There's
that?
There's some whatever that people were calling up to say. I remember them justifying it. And maybe it wasn't in Georgia, but somewhere in the country there was this law that, you know, whatever. And they're
I think that's how they justify it with celebrities, underage celebrities that go to clubs, because the clubs are considered like private membership places, so they can let someone in that's under 21.
But this
I don't
would be
know
a private
about the
home.
Serving alcohol part.
I would like the form at that party, I'm sure, had something. I mean, because they somehow found a loophole wherever this party is, but still.
Yeah, let's take out the 10 drinking thing, 10 drinks thing, because that's not even debatable. I mean, there's nobody that's going to say 10 drinks, that's fine. But just the theory of having a safe grad party and having all these students there under adult supervision. Again, look, yeah, they're going to get drunk, but, you know, would you rather them get drunk in some field somewhere and then drive home? Or would you rather have a whole bunch of adults there going, okay, I'm watching what's going on?
I guess my issue in the past we've talked about is that one particular parent. You know what I mean? Like the cool parent theory, because I just don't buy into you, that any parent can be the cool parent. Like when you're trying to understand a teenager's perspective, and they come talk to me, you know, and they can drink around me, and I think less of that parent because I just don't think there you can be a cool parent, but I also understand the concept. Well, if they're going to drink, I'd rather them not get killed at 18 on the road. I don't know.
I have two different perspectives on it. When I was a teenager, we had a Halloween party, and it was at a home where it was one of those parents that said, I'd rather you come here. They had a big house and then a pool house out in the back, right? So all the teenagers went to the pool house. The mom knew that there was alcohol there, but she wasn't there. She was just in the bigger house and let all the teenagers be in the pool party house. Mm. And some of us drank so much that they ended up like calling an ambulance, right? Jeez. I got an ambulance called on me because I drank so much.
Seriously?
Now, at that age, I was like probably
a sophomore. How do we know each other for 7 or 8 years? Right? And this is the first time you talk about that.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just okay to admit my faults these days. But
she graduated from therapist school last week, so now she's all right. That's
it. But yeah, my friends got so worried that I was sick. And they're also 15, so they didn't realize that, you know, all of us at 15, if you're throwing up, that's just what happens when you've had too many beers at 15, which was probably 3.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
That you vomiting in your shoes and flirting with every guy is just standard issue drinking for you.
What do you mean? Nowadays?
Every day. All the time.
Oh, yeah. But she's legal now.
So what I'm saying is that if the parents aren't really supervising, mm-hmm. the kids are drinking too much and getting into trouble anyway.
I think as a parent, I understand it. When Hayden gets to the age where if somebody... one of the parents wants to throw one of these parties. For me, the determining factor is knowing the parent.
Do I know that parent? Do I know they're really going to be there mm-hmm. hanging out with everyone? Because then, on the flip side of it, I went to parties underage in high school, whatever, where there weren't any parents there. Everybody stayed out way past curfew and drank way too much and then drove. So, like, mm-hmm. so I don't know which is the better of two evils, to have a parent there if something bad happens or to let them go and figure it out and get in trouble on their own? I don't know.
As a parent now, honestly, I think I would probably endorse it if the parent was responsible. Just knowing what... I'm the same as you. I should be dead 15 times from how many times I drank and I drove in high school.
Got in the car with somebody else who had been drinking.
Right. You know, and if the parent is responsible enough to actually hover over the kids... then I can endorse it, but you really have to know the parent pretty well.
Yeah, but, and also don't believe the kids are going to party like they would with a parent hovering over them, and then they leave that party, and then they go party again anyway.
Well, I think the rule is that if you're a star, you're staying.
Right,
but then you have to watch them all night long because then you're talking about all sorts of other stuff going on all night.
And then
long.
If they ever get in trouble, and I guess also an argument is if they get in trouble anywhere else for drinking too much outside of that party and get in trouble, they're like, well, you can't punish me now because you knew I was drinking because you let me drink at your party.
Yeah, you can't draw that line though for your kid and go, look, yeah, I mean, I let you drink, but it was under parent supervision. So there, to me, there could be a difference. There could be an argument with your kid on it.
I don't know. I don't know how the kid would interpret that.
Hey, Amanda. Apparently, good morning.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
I just wanted to call and let you know on that Georgia law. I work for SunTrust Bank in Henry County, and one of our officers actually did come in and tell us that if the adult is 25 or over, minors between the ages of 17 and 21 are allowed to drink in their own home as long as the adult is 25 or over.
In their own home.
In their own home, yes. As long as, and they didn't specify whether it was your own children or not. But as long as that adult is 25 or over, then it's fine.
Really?
Wow.
In their own home.
Huh. Okay.
In their own home.
Just for future calls to the station, you don't always have to identify your employer. I'm sure SunTrust is like.
Damn.
Excellent.
Right.
Yeah, represent Henry County.
It was
what's
the
up?
SunTrust in Henry County.
Right. SunTrust Henry County. What's up? Drinking your house. What's up, SunTrust?
Hey, Kim, safe grad parties.
Huh?
Safe grad parties.
Yeah, that is actually legal.
It is legal.
Yeah, when I was in eighth grade, we actually had an officer come into our school and to talk about, you know, drugs and underage drinking and everything. And it's legal as long as you have your parents' permission, you're under adult supervision in a home, not out in a bar or anything like that. You have to be in your home.
Okay. So, yeah. Intern Joanna has something to say.
I'm going to call that is not true because When I was in high school, I had the bright idea to throw a party at my house mm-hmm. with kegs and beer, and my parents were home. And my parents didn't know about it because we had a basement and everyone just came in through the side. I said I was having a party.
How many people did you have at this party?
Oh, I probably had like, well, they knew that I was having a party. They didn't know that the beer was there because I snuck it in when they weren't there. And my parents
upstairs.
That
right there is bold.
Serious.
Yeah. Well, my parents are a little different. We got to drink at home, but it was like a glass of wine here and there. So, but anyway, so I had kegs. I had beer. My parents were upstairs. They were sleeping. The cops showed up and everyone had to leave because it's illegal. You're underage, whether your parents know it or not. It's illegal. And my mother could have gone to jail for it. She could have gotten a lot of trouble. She works for the school. She could have gotten fired from her wow. job. There's so many things because the cop told us. He's like, the fact that your parents didn't know, I'm going to let you go on this, but your mom could be fired from work. Wow. She could be arrested. And you know, Lord knows what happened to you later when she gets back from jail.
and you will get an ass beating like you've yes. never experienced yes. before.
Yes. All right. Outside of the Georgia thing, Sherry, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Good.
I am one of the parents that I don't believe in partying with your kids. I have family members that actually partied with their kids. I don't believe in that. But I do think that it's a better idea to have your kids' friends drink in your home. I let my daughter go to parties where they drink at the people's houses. The parents are home. They usually have a list of the names of people that are invited, and the father actually stands there, and if your name's not on the list, you don't get to come in, and he also takes your keys. Mm-hmm. And the girls sleep upstairs, and the guys sleep downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're gay, if you're gay, the guy can sleep upstairs, because that's what happened to the last party.
Unless the guy's gay.
Unless he claimed he was gay.
Right.
Yeah,
so
well, no, we all know this one was.
Uh-huh. Sure.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea because growing up, I was always a designated driver, but I would much rather know that my daughter is safe at somebody's house than out drinking mm-hmm. and having to drive home.
Yeah, I sort of feel the same way. I really do, you know?
I love that rule, too, about the gay guy gets to sleep upstairs because I'm Adam Lambert at that party. Yeah. I'm like, oh, yes. Really? I get to go up there? Seriously? Who wants to do a musical?
Because let me tell you something. If he's really gay, he's not telling you he's gay because he wants to sleep downstairs.
My only problem with this is, I mean, as the parent, you would really have to hover for 24 hours. It's not only mm-hmm. about the alcohol, but it is staying up all night long, taking shifts and making sure that, you know, there's no sex going on upstairs or downstairs.
Nobody's sneaking their keys and leaving.
So mm-hmm. what? So is it just for the? Or is the argument just for a graduation party or a party in general? Because
I
think the idea that a parent does this and it would deter your kids from being rebellious outside is naive. Because my feeling is always that a teenager is a teenager and they always want to rebel. And so just because you have a safe party one night in which you allow them to drink and you're hovering over them and you watch them 24/7. If you think that that's going to keep them from being out in the field doing, you know, having a keg party out in the field or sneaking somewhere else the very next weekend, then you're naive.
I think you're right.
You know?
Yeah.
And so that's why I think there's the argument for some parents like, well, then by giving this safe party, are you showing them you're giving them permission to do all these things?
Well, and I think the one thing that is positive about it, though, is that it says you can talk about it with your kids because, I mean, my parents were so very strict. I didn't even feel like I could talk to them about drinking. So it was always something that was like sort of sneaky or whatever. Like, I feel like at least this party opens up the conversation about drinking and it's not just like, no, it's bad. You're not going to do it. Never, ever. It's like, okay, if you're going to do it, here are the ramifications that you need to follow, you know, or here are the ramifications from it if you don't follow the right rules.
Hey, Daphne, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
All right. What's up?
I'm listening to this radio station. I'm like, oh, my God. I mean, the opinions. What happened to children being children? What happened to I'm 27. I have a daughter. There's no way you're going to have a party at my house and there's going to be alcohol there and I'm going to condone it. I understand that children will be children, but, okay, all kids have at one point in their life gone out, you know, you've had a drink, your parents didn't know. What happened to kids being kids?
I'm not really sure what your point is.
Well, you're saying teenagers be teenagers. Is that what you're saying?
Like sneak a couple beers out of your parents' house and drink them in the woods near
the
end of the block.
Let me tell you, when I turned 21 years old, I partied like there was no tomorrow. So I'm like a 16-year-old at someone's house drinking. Let me tell you, my mom, she was the queen of red light parties. Never, I laid my my hand on my first alcoholic beverage when I was 18 at a party. That was the one beer that I had. I didn't have another one until I was 18. But now I feel like this is why kids get into the trouble that they get into nowadays, because everything's acceptable. And I just don't think that's right.
Yeah, I think there's two ways to look at it. It's like, don't... Melissa raises a really good point also, is if you set the example inside the house, I mean, what can you say if they're drinking outside?
Right.
You know? I don't know.
The kids are going to do it anyways. Yeah, it's going to happen anyways. Peer pressure.
It's going to happen with or without the parties. Right, the parties don't keep it from happening. Right. It doesn't keep your teenager from being a teenager. And I don't know. I think that the idea of being, you know what, we're now open adults and we're cool, that means our kids are going to behave better, I think that's totally naive.
And it does take away some of the charm of sneaking a couple beers out of your parents' fridge and drinking them, and people go, oh, what if they drive? Well, you know what? Teach your kid not to. And then when you turn 21, then you can drink. Like, why do you have to be so spoiled that, oh, you graduated high school, so now you can drink? You can't. The law is 21. If you don't like that law, then teach your kids how to work to change it back to, what was it, 19?
It was 18 at one time.
I think we can all agree, though, even at this party, though, like, allowing them to have 10 drinks.
Are you kidding me?
It's ridiculous.
It's totally insane.
You're on The Burt Show.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for. With SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.